USDA Risk Management Specialist Jolynn Seifer gave me a tutorial on the Federal Crop Insurance Corporation, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
It can be anywhere from workshops to online webinars, even radio broadcasts, reminding producers of sales closing date for crop insurance policies or other kind of broadcasts about don't forget to think about managing your risk on the farm and getting that liability insurance. That may be totally outside the crop insurance realm, but it's also managing risk on the farm. We partner with University of Idaho, Idaho State Department of Agriculture, Oregon State has applied several times, Washington State. We fund WSU a lot. Right now, we're funding the Dry Pea and Little Council. They had a big web tool that they're putting together, and it's to help all the dry pea and dry bean, reaching some dry bean growers in Montana and over to North Dakota. Even commodity groups, a lot of nonprofits apply. The Northwest Center for Alternative to Pesticides, they put on a lot of workshops there in Twin Falls, and it's all for that organic wheat being grown over there and organic dry beans and other crops. It goes clear back to the 1996 Farm Bill, and during that Farm Bill is when Congress said, you know, we need to kind of do away with the direct subsidy programs that we've known for the last 60 years. So they said, we're going to come out and we're going to start educating farmers about how to manage risk rather than giving those ad hoc disaster programs that we had during the 70s and 80s.
Your government's money at work for you.
David Sparks, aginfo.net.